This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Testimony has concluded in the first week of the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump in New York. NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports from the courthouse.
This week's main witness was former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, who laid out in clear terms his relationship with Trump. They were longtime friends. Pecker called him Donald. But in 2015, he said, things took a turn when Pecker promised to help Trump's campaign by using his network of sources to look out for potentially damaging stories involving women. Pecker said his understanding was that Michael Cohen or Donald Trump would buy them to take them off the marketplace. But after Pecker laid out $150,000 for Playboy model Karen McDougal's so-called life rights and was not reimbursed, Pecker refused to take part in dealings with porn star Stormy Daniels. The alleged payment scheme underlies the 34 charges of falsifying business records. Trump has pleaded not guilty. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
The Pentagon has announced details of a new weapons package for Ukraine that's designed to help that country in the medium and longer term. As NPR's Greg Myrie reports, this is part of the $60 billion in military aid that President Biden signed earlier this week.
When President Biden approved the overall measure Wednesday, the Pentagon announced $1 billion in weapons already in the U.S. arsenal that are heading to Ukraine immediately. This latest package, worth $6 billion, lists weapons that will be manufactured by U.S. companies and could take months or years to reach Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said it includes missiles for the Patriot air defense system. Ukraine has cobbled together air defenses that shoot down most incoming Russian missiles, but it's been running low on missiles needed for these systems. The package also includes artillery, drones, and radar systems. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
A number of tornadoes hit Nebraska on Friday. The largest one hit the western suburbs of Omaha, where it traveled for miles and damaged hundreds of buildings. In Lancaster County, three workers at an industrial complex were hurt when a tornado hit one of the buildings. 70 people were inside when the structure collapsed, including Tony Baker.
Buildings start shaking. I took off running, things flying by my head. I got in the bathroom right as the whole building collapsed, and it built like a little teepee, like right above me, and this big piece of steel just went right across my face, just missed it by an inch. Just glad everyone's alive.
Toby Baker spoke with ABC News. Police and firefighters are moving from building to building overnight now to find anyone who might need help. Daimler Truck agreed to a new labor contract on Friday that affects more than 7,000 hourly workers at six facilities in the southwestern U.S. The deal was announced by UAW President Sean Fain. Daimler was facing a possible walkout just hours ago. The deal with the German truck maker must now be ratified by union members before it takes effect. You're listening to NPR News. Six Native American tribes that use water from the Colorado River have signed an agreement with the river's upper basin states. From member station KUNC, Alex Hager reports that Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, and New Mexico are promising to work together with the tribes on sharing the shrinking river in the future.
Tribal leaders say the accord is a good step since tribes have long been excluded from talks about managing the river. Avery Tafoya is a council member with the Jicarilla Apache Nation.
It does open the door for all of us to have our voices heard and to be at the decision-making table. And I do believe it's going to have an impact.
The new alliance comes amid contentious talks about the future use of the Colorado River. More than half of the 30 tribes that use its water have co-signed a letter asking the federal government to give them better representation in talks about the river going forward. For NPR News, I'm Alex Hager in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Police in Memphis, Tennessee, say a man drove a vehicle at a SWAT team that was serving a high-risk search warrant on Friday. Sheriff's deputies shot and killed the man, who was waiting in the vehicle when the police arrived. Four people are being held for questioning, and the search uncovered several weapons, including some with high-capacity magazines. Republic First Bank was closed by federal regulators on Friday. The Philadelphia-based bank was seized by the FDIC. Officials say the bank failure will cost the federal insurance fund $667 million. A Lancaster, Pennsylvania-based bank has agreed to assume most of the failed bank's deposits and to buy essentially all of its assets. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.